Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
AbRadioNetwork.com. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. BarbaraWeltman.com is the website. Barbara's one of the top experts on small business taxes in the galaxy. She's written all the books, the J.K. Lasser's series, J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes. 2017's on the shelf right now. 18's on the way. Barbara, thanks again for being here. We got dates coming up. We're already past the 15th. For your corporate extension, but we still have the personal coming up in October.
Well, it's not only the personal, but it's also the extended due date for calendar year C corporation.
Yeah, for that.
So, for that, and
also partnerships, also, right?
No, partnerships and S corporations had to have filed by.
Okay, okay. When I think, I was actually thinking sole proprietors are just like personal.
Sole proprietors.
They're September.
Schedule 15. C filers. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. First of all, at the end of this month, October the 30th, October 1st, is the last day. If you want to set up a simple IRA for your business,
right,
which is a very kind of modest retirement plan where employees contribute most of the money and the employer puts in a fixed amount, mm-hmm. This is the deadline for setting it up for 2017.
And that's what date?
At the end of the month.
September.
October 1st.
All right. But now, SEP plan, you can go all the way to your extension date, right?
Extended due date, which happens to be this year, October 16th.
That's an amazing retirement. The flexibility of that is amazing.
Precisely, because you can wait until your return is prepared to see whether you're profitable and see whether you want to move forward with it and how much mm-hmm. you want to put in, and so that really makes a lot of sense.
Folks, look at that. It's the SEP, Self-Employment Plan.
It actually stands for Simplified Employee Pension, but it's not a pension.
I knew that's what it was. I just want to make sure Barbara was paying attention. and so check that out, folks, because it might be for you, and the flexibility is amazing.
And especially if you're real small and it's not going to cost it, all of the funds go in by the employer. Nothing goes in by the employee. So you have to determine how much you can afford to put in.
But there are statutory requirements that employees have to meet before you have to fund for them. So you may not have to fund for any employees.
Exactly. It depends on how long they've been with you and such. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. And so you have to look at you have to really sit down with your tax advisor and see if this makes sense for you. And again, the one of the beauties of the SEP plan that I like the most is that there's no annual filing.
Mm-hmm.
If you set up a 401k, you have to file every year with the government.
The administration is very low on that.
So with the SEP, very low administration. I
mm-hmm.
really like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing to point out is that victims of hurricanes Harvey, Irma, Maria, extended due dates, the October 16th date actually becomes January 31st of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So at least you have a little break there.
That's for how do you prove that?
Well, it's
where Texas and Florida, right?
Yes,
Texas,
but it has to be in designated area. Well, it's not only Texas, it's Georgia and parts
Alabama.
Of Louisiana.
Yeah.
So you have to look at the designated areas.
So will they identify counties as being
yes,
part of that?
Yes, they identify counties precisely.
Yeah, okay. So you'll have to be in one of these counties, folks,
yes,
to justify
that. Yes, and if you do,
that.
Then you have extended time.
And so many people sorely need that. I'm so glad they did that.
Yes.
I'm still heartbroken about all that.
There's a bill pending now that will provide considerable additional relief to hurricane victims,
mm-hmm.
which, for example, it will give businesses, employers, a tax credit for retaining workers.
Wow.
So that's one thing. It would allow people to take money out of their retirement plans, but then to put it back, which is
well, how about the people who were going to report a big profit, but now they're going to have to So instead of making them pay taxes on all that profit that they're obviously not going to have this year, this next year, you see what I mean? In other words, will they offer any kind of a what do we used to call it? The carry forward and carry back.
A net operating loss.
There you go. That's
that you can have, that you can carry back and get a tax refund, which is cash to help you for your business right away.
So, folks, hopefully that'll work out for you. Barbara, I know you joined me, and of course, you were right in the middle of it, too. You're
you
a small
bet.
Business in the middle of it.
My heart goes out to,
you
all,
joined me
to everyone.
In sending our sentiments to those folks. And make a donation, folks. I encourage people to do that in my newsletter this week. And by the way, we've done that. Make a donation to some of these places. Find some people who are helping out down there. Make a donation to them. They can use the money. Hey, Barbara, good job today. Come back soon.
Can't wait.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. She's the best. Simply the best. BarbaraWeltman.com. Check out her website. I got to go for this hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.